thought about happily ever after.
No, forget about happily ever after. It doesn't exist. Most marriages are considered a success if they manage not to end, period. It's complicated.
But it doesn't have to be.
Well?
Not if she knows.
Knows what?
How much you really love her.
It's The Wine Crush, the show that's all about the grape and the lifestyle it creates. Now,
it's here!
It's here? Well, it's about time!
You are about to participate in a great adventure.
Oh, I can't stand the suspense! I can't!
Here's your host for The Wine Crush, Laura Lawson.
Gentlemen, if we could just lower the level of testosterone just a little bit.
Welcome to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, your Chardonnay-guzzling diva, who is hosting this great show all about the grape and all its glory, everything that goes in the glass, and every kind of Venice beverage you could want to drink. This week, it is our great salute to Valentine's Day. And don't reach for that dial. I know all of us are thinking Valentine's Day. There are some of you that fall into that camp. Oh, it's roses, it's chocolate, he better have a diamond. And then there's the rest of us that think it's all a holiday created by Hallmark, the greeting card company, just to make sure that everybody can get in on the action. So whether you think Valentine's Day is a wonderful experience or a farce, it doesn't matter. We're going to get you prepared to go into the great grape escape that would be this holiday season. So coming up today on the show, we are going to have some help getting ready for Valentine's Day. We are going to have Erica from Godiva. She's going to join us and tell us all about chocolate. Not that I am not the resident expert on chocolate, but we might as well get someone else's 2 cents opinion in. We are also going to speak with Patrick Connolly. He's general manager of Matanzas Creek Winery, and he's got some great insight for you gentlemen who are planning to propose or coming up with romantic ideas. So we've got the chocolate, we've got the romance, we are ready to go for Valentine's Day. But I think a lot of people wonder, Valentine's Day, are the roses, are the chocolate, is the jewelry, is everything overdone? And I have to tell you, yes. Although people do expect, especially when I say people, I mean women, expect great things on Valentine's Day, I don't think you need to speculate it for one day of the year. It can't be, okay, I remembered the roses, I got the diamond, I'm done. I don't have to think about it for 364 days. That's why I'm not a personal friend of Valentine's Day. I think we should be worshipped all the time, ladies, not just one day of the year. So in light of that, I started thinking, well, if I don't want roses and I don't want chocolate, what do I want for Valentine's Day? And surprisingly enough, the answer I came up with was wine. Great shock there. I know it's a wine show. But I want you to think about this. I took a little time this morning and flipped through a local wine magazine. And you want to think of sexy gifts. You want to think of something that will get your significant other's attention. And I'm not necessarily talking Victoria's Secrets. I'm not talking lingerie. But you can get a sexy, racy gift just by picking up a bottle of wine. Why? Think about it. Go down to your local Mega Mart shelf and just flip the bottles of wine around on the back and read their description. I'm going to go through some of these for you, and you can see exactly why this is going to be the perfect Valentine's Day gift. On the back of these labels, Lacy, harmonious, assertive, vibrant, vigorous, lean, thoroughbred, intense, supple, masculine, sensuous, sexy, racy, fleshy, juicy, decadent, broad-shouldered, rich, muscular, mouth-watering, attractive, billowing, lively, impressive, exotic, with a caressing finish. Now, who could ask to put more together for Valentine's Day than all that? That just kind of wraps it all together, puts it in a package, throw a little Godiva on top, and you're done. Now, unfortunately, maybe one of the reasons I am not a Valentine's Day fan is that my past experiences, my past husband may have led me down the different track when it comes to these words that describe wine. Along the lines of fruity, broody, off balance, salty, short finish, forward, stony, raisins, needs time to mature, and could use a little more finesse. So, since I tend to fall in that camp, most of our listeners now understand where I feel about Valentine's Day. All right. As long as I have to get through the holiday, I'm going to drink well. And usually I stick to Chardonnays. I stick to strange things that I recommend as far as I'm going to recommend a Chardonnay, I'm going to recommend a Cabernet. I have got something entirely different for you out there. There's a lot of different camps on what people say go well with chocolate. Some people say wine is great with chocolate. Some say it's not. I have the perfect wine. There is an Italian sparkling wine. It's called Brachetto. That's B-R-A-C-H-E-T-T-O. For you wine snobs out there, it is a DOCG from the Piedmonte region. But what it is, it's a lightly sparkling red sweet wine. So think of a champagne that's turned pink, that has a little bit of sugar, with an overall attitude. This is one of the most refreshing, great experiences in wine you'll ever have. I'll never forget, this was about 20, I'm not going to tell you how many years ago it was. It was a number of years ago, and I had just started in the business, and I was working with the kind people from Bonfi Vintners. And I was doing a work with, meaning I was taking the rep out to different accounts. And the lady had called me ahead of time and said, make a point of going out and picking up some dark chocolate and some milk chocolate. And I thought, hell, I don't have to go pick it up. I'll just open the refrigerator and bring it with me. It is probably the first momentous wine and food pairing I remember of my lifetime, was taking a bite of that dark chocolate and taking a sip of that Brachetto. So for those of you who are trying to plan that perfect Valentine's Day for your significant other, I would recommend going to your Megamart shelf. Look for Bonfi Rosa Regale, R-O-S-A-R-E-G-A-L-E. Put it together with a bit of chocolate. Trust me, all those words I just went through will definitely come to mind by the time you finish your glass and finish that chocolate. Of course, all of this you're going to be able to find on my blog and definitely on my Facebook page, which I encourage you to find. You can find the blog at winecrush.com. You can find my Facebook page at Laura Lawson. And for those of you who really want to talk about the momentous experience you're going to have with that Bonfi Rosa Regale and that chocolate, call us. You can reach us at 877-427-8741. And for those of you who are kind of recovering from drinking the Brachetto, you can email us at info@winecrush.com. Well, like I said, we have some interesting guests coming up with us today who will definitely give you advice on how to propose and advice on what kind of chocolate you should be eating with that Brachetto. But we're going to have to wait to get to all that till we take a small break.
I've been drinking wine recently. That's a sign of maturity. Drinking wine out of the box. Right from that rubber spigot.
The Wine Crush returns in a moment. What better place to watch your favorite drivers duke it out than the most exciting city in the West, Las Vegas? The favorite hotel of NASCAR fans, the South Point, has your 2009 NASCAR packages on sale now. For only $999, two people can get the complete Las Vegas NASCAR experience. The package includes 3 nights deluxe accommodations at the South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, as well as 2 tickets to the NASCAR Nationwide Race, 2 tickets to the NASCAR Sprint Cup Race, round-trip transportation from the hotel to the racetrack both days, and even a steak dinner for two at the South Point. Packages are selling fast, so make your reservations today. Reserve your Las Vegas NASCAR package by calling the South Point at 866-796-7111. That's 866-796-7111. The South Point, where all the race fans stay and play.
If you're self-employed or run a small business, you know your business bottom line. But do you know your bottom line when it comes to your family's health insurance? The Mega Life and Health Insurance Company helps self-employed folks and small business owners focus on the bottom line every day when it comes to their health insurance plans. Here's the bottom line. If you don't have the right health insurance plan, you could be in trouble. Check your health insurance coverage today and call Mega, where the bottom line is quality health insurance designed for the self-employed and small business owners.
Call now for your free health insurance quote. 800-700-5437. 800-700-5437. That's 800-700-5437.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Look for the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities.
Have a banana.
Eating well.
Have 2 bananas.
And playing.
Come on.
on, Baloo.
Go together like best friends.
You better believe it.
With the Food Pyramid, the bare necessities of living healthy are easy.
That bring the bare necessities of life.
It gives you just the right amount of grains, vegetables, fruits, milk, and meats and beans.
Crazy.
So eat right.
You eat it?
You're gonna love the way they tickle.
Be active.
I'll move. That's it.
And don't forget to have fun.
You're lots of fun, Baloo.
That's the way to be the best.
You're all right, kid.
At anything you do.
Yeah, man.
You can go to mypyramid.gov to play some games and find out more.
Me and Baloo, we've got things to do.
This has been a message from the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the Ad Council.
Honey, put this on top of the minivan.
We're only going for 2 weeks. You want me to back the kitchen sink, too?
Well, is there room?
Hey, you guys, you going on vacation?
Who's that?
I don't know.
Because we're planning on robbing your house tonight.
All right, I'm calling an alarm service.
Wouldn't it be great if you could be warned of life's risks? If you have diabetes, you can. There's a simple blood test called A1C that can help measure your risk of complications from diabetes. Why is it important? Because more than 600 people every day die from diabetes and its complications. If your A1C is above 7, your doctor can show you how to lower it. If you have diabetes, know your risk. Know your A1C. Ask your doctor. Or for more information, go to www.diabetesa1c.org or call 1-877-TEST-A1C. Brought to you by the American Diabetes Association, Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation International, and the Ad Council.
The Wine Crush.
Welcome back to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, and today we are helping you to aim Cupid's arrow, whether it is at your intended's heart or his head. We're here to help you with Valentine's Day. We mentioned a couple traditions in the first segment, but I want to follow up with this. Since we do occasionally talk about French wine, I can't resist mentioning this. Valentine's Day in France. In France, a custom of drawing for would occur. This is where young unmarried people, as well as older unmarried people, will go into houses facing each other and start calling out across from one window to another, pairing off with the one they had chosen. If the young man didn't fancy his valentines, he would desert her, and as a result afterwards, a bonfire would be lit where the young ladies would burn images of the young man and would yell out abuses as she burnt the images of the young man. This eventually fell into dishonor because it left too much room for nastiness, ridicule, or even malice. Oh, my God, if the French could see what some of the women do today in the States, they would be heartbroken. Anyway, so that's more of a negative tradition. But here in America, we have positive traditions. And part of that positive tradition is thinking about chocolate. And I have definitely eaten my way through my Christmas chocolate. So if you're listening, Godiva for Valentine's Day would be lovely. And speaking of Godiva for Valentine's Day, right now we are joined by Miss Erica Lapidus. She is the PR director for Godiva and willing to share all her knowledge about chocolate with us today. Erica, welcome to the Wine Crush.
Hi, thank you.
Thank you so much for calling in. You have to understand, I am a passionate, diehard Godiva fan.
Well, that's great. This is our time of year, so hopefully you'll be enjoying a lot of chocolate for Valentine's Day.
Well, I just got over all my boxes for Christmas, all the assorted dark chocolate boxes. I literally just finished my last piece last night, so hopefully someone out there is paying attention.
Well, it's perfect timing. Our stores are starting to get busy, and it is our busiest time, busiest day of the year, so looking forward to it.
What percentage of chocolate do you sell on Valentine's Day or in the month of February? How does that rate to the rest of your year sales?
You know, Valentine's Day is a very important holiday for us at Godiva, and it is our single busiest selling day of the year. So the 13th and 14th actually are together the biggest days of the year for us. The winter season, the holiday season, is a longer time period, so that represents a longer time to give gifts. But that the Valentine's Day is the most important. And if you look at the 14-day period leading up to Valentine's Day, over 50% of our transactions actually occur in the last 3 days. So it just shows you that it's also a last-minute holiday.
Are you saying basically that men don't plan well and wait to the last minute to buy the Valentine's gifts?
You know, of those transactions in the last 3 days, the people that are standing online, about 85% are
really?
Male.
All right.
So it is those last-minute gift givers that tend to be men.
There we go. So now we have officially noted that men don't plan well. All right. Just on a note, when you look ahead at what Godiva does, you do some very special things for Valentine's Day, don't you?
We do. Every season we come out with new offerings and packaging decorated for the holiday. So Valentine's Day is very special and romantic, and you'll see this year's designs reflect that. It's very romantic and feminine, and the men cannot go wrong by coming in to buy any of these boxes. In particular, we have our new mousse collection this year that is decorated with hearts on top. We had launched these mousse pieces last year, and they did very well. And there's six different flavors, and they come in a couple of different sizes in our stores or available still on Godiva.com. And they're a great selection.
What would you say the best seller for you is? Is it dark chocolate, regular chocolate, truffles? What do people buy?
You know, hearts are still, in terms of the chocolates themselves, dark chocolate is becoming growingly more popular. But in terms of coming into our store and purchasing items at Valentine's Day, our heart-shaped boxes are probably still the most popular. You know, they make a statement when given to that person that they care about. Another popular item is our chocolate-covered strawberries.
Ooh.
We can't keep up with the demands of these strawberries at Valentine's Day. We have our employees coming in as early as 2, 3 in the morning, if you can believe, to dip strawberries, to keep up with the orders that are placed beforehand, the people that come in and waiting online, and they're just decadent and delicious, and highly recommend those.
I can't imagine that. Actually, I can't imagine. I'm sitting here thinking I really want a glass of champagne and a box of chocolate to continue on with this. So I am so used to the regular Godiva gold box. Do you actually do the big, fancy red fabric heart box that we see in all the movies that we see all the time?
We do. We do. We have a couple of different sizes of those hearts and a beautifully satin finish. And each year we have a different design for the hearts. And they're filled with an assortment of our different chocolates, milk, dark, and white chocolate, as well as the mousse pieces that I mentioned earlier. So they truly deliver a range of chocolates and are beautiful for as a gift for the holiday.
Well, I'm going to have to put you on the spot a little bit because it is a wine show. when you're dealing with chocolate as much as you do, do you have a favorite wine you like to drink with your chocolate?
You know, if you're talking about like a red wine, a full body red, like a Cabernet, the white chocolate raspberry star is delicious.
Ooh.
with that type of wine. Also our strawberry truffle, which is also in a white chocolate. So the combination really does complement very well. So, and our chefs have spent some time doing pairings, and they recommend that, and I think that they're right.
I can see that. A question, you may or may not be able to answer this. Have you ever done just a chocolate wine dinner?
You know, we haven't done a chocolate wine dinner, but we do tastings with chocolate and wine, and we've you know, like to involve people in which chocolates to pair, and we actually haven't had a dinner that's just chocolate and wine with no food. Is that what you're asking?
Yes, and I'll volunteer. Hey, I'll be happy to come up and do the wine. I'll help you with the preparation. I'll help with the planning. Just let me host it and let me talk, because that would be fun. I'd just have chocolate all over my face. It'd be like that little kid with the Easter bunny again with no ears.
That sounds great. I'm sure there'll be a lot of people that would enjoy that too.
Well, question for you. A lot of us on the wine side of it, New Year's Eve, everyone talks about champagne. By the time we get to New Year's Eve, we hate it because that's our big time of the year. That's when we're busy. Do you enjoy Valentine's Day? Do you actually get to go and do anything, or you're just thankful you're away from chocolate?
You know, I do enjoy Valentine's Day. It's always a special time of year. I like to relax on Valentine's Day, so my personal plans are probably more to stay in and enjoy, you know, and have my romantic dinner at home versus being out, because I'm usually tired by the time that Valentine's Day comes.
I understand that.
I absolutely like to celebrate it and definitely have my chocolate-covered strawberries.
Priorities.
Yes, exactly.
For our listeners, since you are in the chocolate business, something that we all see as glamorous and amazing and just a wealth of great flavors, what advice would you give to our listeners to make a very romantic Valentine's Day?
You know, I think you said it before, champagne and chocolate. It's just a perfect combination. You know, it's something special. And, you know, I think that's why a lot of people come to Godiva for the chocolate-covered strawberries. They're made fresh every day, and especially at Valentine's Day. You know, we pick the juiciest, plumpest strawberries, and they're just delicious to enjoy. So, you know, thinking about what, you know, your loved one enjoys and being more thoughtful about it, and often that touch is what makes it that much more special. So for me, champagne and chocolates is great, but, you know, just being thoughtful, I think, is most important.
All right. Well, for a lot of our listeners, I know I fall in this category. We don't have a Godiva store in town. If people want to order for Valentine's Day, do you do rush shipping? Can they go online? How can they find you if you don't exist in their town?
Godiva.com.
Okay.
Is the best place. We have a full assortment of our gifts online at Godiva.com. The search feature is developed as well, so you can search for milk, dark, and white chocolate or specific types that you know that you'd like to send to someone. You can set up reminders so that you don't forget and wait till the last minute. So, and it's actually a fun site to just look through and see the chocolates. It's you'll leave hungry, but it is it's definitely the place to go.
I was about to say napkins better be included so you can drool while you're looking. So for our men who are usually standing in line the last minute on the 13th and 14th, how far in advance do they have to order to get the chocolate shipped?
You can order really up until a couple of days before on Godiva.com. If you go to the site, actually, right now we're doing a special free shipping order on $50 or more. But, we'll ship up until about 2 days before.
All right. Well, Erica, thank you very much for being part of the show today. I just can't think of something better for Valentine's Day than talking about Godiva. And hopefully all of our listeners will be beating their little feet towards your store so they can enjoy some of those strawberries. And gentlemen, hopefully this will serve as a little reminder that it is around the corner.
Great. Well, happy Valentine's Day.
Erica, happy Valentine's Day to you. And I hope you find yourself relaxing and happy with some strawberries when it's all said and done.
I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Take care.
Thanks.
And of course, that does put the cap on the romance of Valentine's Day. Champagne or Bonfi Brichetto. And some nice chocolate. Relaxing, it's sensuous, it's sexy, and you don't have to go over the top. And gentlemen, once again, we nag you a little bit, but trust me, Godiva is a whole lot less expensive than any jewelry you'll be looking at. All right, so we've covered the chocolate part of Valentine's Day. We've hit a little bit on those traditions. And of course, what Erica mentioned is as far as going out to restaurants and dining out, we'll cover that a little bit later in the show. But also, we're going to have the general manager of Matanzas Creek join us. And so those of you, now that you have your planning and know where to get your chocolate, we're going to tell you exactly what you need to do to make that Valentine's Day special. So more of this, both on our Facebook page and on our blog. But more importantly, you need to stick around so you can get some really good advice on how to wow your loved ones. We'll be back in a second.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you get it. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need affordable health insurance to get it.
Here's the number. Call right now. 800-799-9991. 800-799-9991.
Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need affordable family health insurance, call now.
800-799-9991. 800-799-9991. 800-799-9991.
Not available in all states. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Not licensed in New York.
What would you do if you had to choose between the buffalo and the giraffes? Between a flower or an elephant? What would you choose? What if you had to decide between a 100-year-old tree and a 1,000,000-year-old beech? Between drinking clean water or breathing clean air? Would you make the right choice? Would there be a right choice? Now there's a way to help. Not just one, but all these things. EarthShare, the world's leading environmental groups working together. It's one choice we can all live with.
This ad sponsored by Ad Council and EarthShare.
When I have an asthma attack, I feel scared.
It's like tiny nails in the air poke my lungs.
I start to cough. Sometimes my parents have to take me to the hospital.
Today, one out of 13 children suffer from some form of asthma, accounting for nearly one-third of all emergency room visits.
I feel like I'm choking.
It's kind of like an elephant is on my chest. A little whistle sound comes out when I breathe.
But while your child may suffer from asthma, asthma doesn't have to make your child suffer. There are simple ways you can prevent your child's next attack. To learn more, call 1-866-NO-ATTACKS. That's 1-866-662-8822. Log on to www.noattacks.org or call your doctor. Because even one attack is one too many.
I feel like a fish with no water.
Brought to you by the EPA, the Ad Council, and this station.
8. We've worked together for years.
7. I'm the parking attendant. I park your car every day.
1 in 8 Americans is struggling with hunger.
6. We speak at PTA meetings all the time.
Including millions of children and seniors.
5. I went to summer camp with your son last year.
4. I'm your old friend. We went to high school together.
Someone you know is in need.
3. I work at the gas station. I pump your gas.
2. I'm your neighbor. Our kids are classmates.
Who's the 1 in 8 in your life that needs help?
1. We live next door to each other.
You can make a difference through Feeding America and its nationwide network of more than 200 food banks. Take action at feedingamerica.org/1in8. A public service announcement brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The Wine Crush.
You're my funny Valentine, sweet comic Valentine. You make me smile with my heart.
I'm Laura Lawson, and you're listening to The Wine Crush. Today we are talking about the pulmonary holiday that would be Valentine. And you just hear that song, and you can just hear heartstrings a-twitter all over the country, at least for those of us who can still stomach it. So here's something to think about. Wine traditionally has always been a part of Valentine's Day, even way back in the pagan days when Valentine's Day first was coming into being. But modern day has taken it a little further. We think of champagne, we think of sparkling wine. But back in the old days, and back in, we're talking B.C. here, they had a different use for wine. They used it to spice up their love life. And in spicing up their love life, they'd take wine and they would add different spices to it. So for those of you who are looking for non-traditional ways to spice up Valentine's Day, here are some great additives to your or to your significant other's wine. You can add nutmeg to it. It's very interesting. You grate it into your wine and it's supposed to make you feel affection for the person who drinks it. You can put caraway in people's wine. It keeps your lovers from wandering off. You can put truffles. Actually, I would guess this has to be truffle oil. You put one part truffle oil, two parts champagne. And this actually makes women more tender and men more amiable. I would say we could find a use for that the other 364 days a year. You could put parsley in the wine to increase desire and energy. You can add saffron to increase your sexual stamina. You can put vanilla in it. And actually what they recommend, vanilla was kind of good in wine, but they decided it worked a whole lot better in tequila. So if you take your vanilla, you put it in tequila, it will help you men to remain fit for the job. And finally, of course, there is always ginger. Freshly grated ginger root into your wine is actually nature's Viagra. So for those of you who need to take a moment, jot these down. You can always go onto our blog. We'll write them down for you, and you can find those there. And you can find that at winecrush.com. But while you're on thewinecrush.com, we encourage you, check out the website, check out the blog, and get some ideas and call us. 877-4-CRUSH-1, which for those of you with Blackberries, that would be 877-427-8741, or drop us an email at info@winecrush.com. Well, some of you have taken the liberty of calling the wine line, and of course, you are always welcome because this show is about you. So right now, Tina is on the wine line.
I have a quick question. I was helping my aunt and uncle stock their new-built wine racks, and I was just curious on what your top five must-have wines in a home would be.
Oh, this is fun. Now, Tina, I don't know if you're actually looking for brand names or if you're looking for types of varietals. But in a brand new home, let's start with the actual varietals. One, you have to have a bottle of champagne. You have to celebrate your good fortune in buying a new home, or in some cases, selling the home you had, or in other cases, just actually celebrating you got through the move. You need to have a really good bottle of Chardonnay, because Chardonnay is good. You can have, when you can't get to your refrigerator in a new home and you just can find crackers, Chardonnay are actually a good pairing. Sauvignon Blanc is great for the home because it's refreshing. And around 2 o'clock in the afternoon, when you're sweaty, hot, and tired of moving, it's a great beverage. You can chill it down to about 50 degrees, pop a glass, and it'll definitely refresh you. The two other bottles I would recommend having, one is going to be a Cabernet Sauvignon, because at some point, you're going to fire up the grill, you're going to relax, and you're going to use that to break your house in, cooking your first steak, your first piece of meat. Cabernet's the natural fit to that. And the one strange thing I'm going to recommend is going to be a bottle of port. And simply, with port, you can pour yourself a little glass, you can toast the fact that everything is done, and it's behind you. Because the one thing about port, anytime you hear people talk about this wine, they talk about it being warm, they talk about it being welcoming. And I think that is the most important thing when you're building a home, is for it to be warm, for it to be welcoming to you, and of course, to be able to relax and have it cozy just the way you want it. If you are looking for other things, definitely check out our blog, check out my wine recommendation, and maybe all that will tie together. All right, next on the wine line, we have Miss Patricia.
Is Merlot or Cabernet drier, and what are the main differences between the two?
All right, Merlot and Cabernet. We'll start at the top, and we'll get a little bit more detailed as we go on. Merlot and Cabernet are two different types of grapes. Merlot and Cabernet, they're both red grapes, but they have different chemical structures. Cabernet is definitely the drier of the two. And by drier, what I mean is it's going to be harsher to your palate. Cabernet has more of a chemical component called tannin. And tannin is what you feel when you take a big sip of red wine and all of a sudden your teeth kind of pucker, the back of your tongue kind of stands up and goes, what is that? And you feel like, I don't know, maybe you swallowed chalk. That is the chemical structure of tannin, and it's more prevalent in Cabernet. Merlot is a softer grape. Merlot has more fruit generally on it. It has less of the tannin, so it's rounder, it's softer. It's the more feminine of the two grapes. So when you look at the difference, if you don't like the stringency of a Cabernet, if you don't like that pucker feeling in your mouth, you definitely want to go with Merlot. Both of them are great food wines, but Cabernet is what you want to lay down and what you want to age. So I know these are broad descriptive terms. It didn't help you specifically, but if there was something very specific you were looking between the two, do give me a call back. If you are a brand new wine drinker, if you need a red wine, stick with the Merlot side of it and build up a tolerance for Cabernet. It'll get you there eventually. Coming up next on the wine line, we have Eric.
I wondered if you could suggest some quality Italian wines and some quality Italian wine regions.
Quality Italian wines and regions. This actually needs to be a topic for a whole show because I can have fun on it. Ironically enough, what I open the show with is my wine recommendation. Brachetto by Bonfi is a great option for people who are looking something different from Italy. My two favorite regions in Italy is the region of Piedmont and the region of Tuscany. And it just depends on what you're in the mood for. When you're looking for softer, easier-going reds, you want to look at Barbera d'Asti. You want to look at this wine. It's very approachable. It's very round. It goes with most foods. And, of course, keeping in that, you can also look at Chianti. And Chianti is made from Sangiovese. For those of you who want to branch out a little bit further, there are some massive, massive wines that come out of Italy. These are wines that your Cabernet lovers around the world can take a sip of and still feel like they've been beat over the head with a baseball bat. One of these is Barolo. It's made from the Nebbiolo grape, and Barolo is B-A-R-O-L-O. And this is just a massive, masculine, powerful wine that has really good fruit. It will lay down for a while, but there's not a food around that this wine won't stand up to. I think my current favorite red wine quality from Italy is going to be a little wine called Rosso di Montalcino, R-O-S-S-O-D-I-M-O-N-T-A-L-C-I-N-O. And this is a step below a Brunello. It's a step above a Chianti. And it tends to be very value-driven right now in the sense you can pick one up from $12 to $20. And it's just luscious. It's fruit-forward. It's ready to drink. And it's not going to bowl you over either with the cost or with the tannic structure to it. So I know we just scratched the surface on that, but at least it should give you a little bit of guidance. Think Chianti, think Barbera, think anything ending in an O, whether it's Nebbiolo, whether it's Barolo, whether it's Brunello, you generally can't go wrong. So we are going to take a small repast here before we continue on with our Valentine's Day thoughts and guidance. And while we do, we encourage you to check out the Facebook page, Laura Lawson, or check us out at the website, winecrush.com. We'll have more on Valentine's Day and that little devil Cupid when we return.
There's more Wine Crush in just a moment.
The days of wine and roses.
Z-Max. It helps your car, truck, motorcycle, or boat save gas and last longer. The secret of Z-Max is micro lubrication. Z-Max penetrates deep into the metal of your engine and drivetrain where regular oil can't. Z-Max reduces heat and friction, dissipates carbon buildup, restores power, and reduces fuel consumption. Z-Max maintains mileage in your new car and improves mileage in your older car. It works. Log on to Z-Max.com to find a Z-Max retail performance partner. Z-Max. Performance you can feel.
What better place to watch your favorite drivers duke it out than the most exciting city in the West, Las Vegas? The favorite hotel of NASCAR fans, the South Point, has your 2009 NASCAR packages on sale now. For only $999, two people can get the complete Las Vegas NASCAR experience. The package includes 3 nights deluxe accommodations at the South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, as well as 2 tickets to the NASCAR Nationwide Race, 2 tickets to the NASCAR Sprint Cup Race, round-trip transportation from the hotel to the racetrack both days, and even a steak dinner for two at the South Point. Packages are selling fast, so make your reservations today. Reserve your Las Vegas NASCAR package by calling the South Point at 866-796-7111. That's 866-796-7111. The South Point, where all the race fans stay and play.
When a legend like Carroll Shelby puts Z-Max in every car he owns, maybe you should too.
I know it works.
Z-Max with micro lubrication reduces wear on vital engine parts and increases horsepower. If you're a custom engine builder or a do-it-yourselfer, Z-Max belongs in your car. Z-Max. Easy to use. One in your gas and one in your oil every 5,000 miles. Take it from Carroll Shelby.
I put my name on the line on that, and I mean it.
Log on to Z-Max.com and find a retail performance partner. Z-Max. Performance you can feel.
That I, James Fredericks III, after fighting with all direct family members for decades, leave my entire fortune of $32 million to the one friend I had in the end, the package delivery guy, Matt Songer.
Woohoo! Yeah! I had a feeling about this. Uh-huh! I'm rich! Oh, this cannot be happening.
Actually, it's not happening.
What?
And it never will.
I don't get it.
There aren't even people here. That's just one of those murmuring sound effects.
Seriously?
Listen, if you want to have money in your future, don't rely on luck.
Huh.
Put $10 away each month. Cook once in a while instead of eating out.
Okay.
Pay down your high-interest credit card.
Right.
Small changes today, big bucks tomorrow.
So, no inheritance?
No. Go to feedthepig.org for more free ideas.
Feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
And just to be clear, no inheritance, right?
The Wine Crush.
L is for the way you look at me. O is for the only one I see.
Welcome back to the Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, your Chardonnay sipping wine diva, talking today about Valentine's Day. We're here to help you put some sparkle in your honey's eyes on Valentine's Day and to make your Valentine's Day sparkle itself. Which is actually, I'm going to get off on a small soapbox, and I promised my significant other I would not soapbox on Valentine's Day, so it's just going to be a little one. I was reading through Time magazine, we take that, and we were looking at the special Barack edition talking about the inauguration. And there's an ad in there that says, masquerading as champagne might be legal, but it isn't fair. In a country of consumer rights, a federal law tests our traditions. There are many fine sparkling wines, but only those originating in the chalky hills of Champagne, France, can bear that region's name. A legal loophole allows some U.S. wines to masquerade as champagne. Even names of American wine regions like Napa Valley and Walla Walla Valley are also misused. Unmask the truth and demand accurate labeling. Sign the petition. Whereas I kind of take offense for the French coming in our country and saying that we're masquerading. I mean, let's face it, they masquerade as diplomats and allies. Can you say airspace? But past that, they do have a point. Champagne is champagne is champagne. And as we're looking at Valentine's Day, you have to appreciate champagne for what it is. So for those of you who are truly bubbles drinkers like I am, I do encourage you to go to the petition at champagne.us. It's www.champagne.us and sign the petition. Because I do think in the wine world, we need to honor tradition. We need to honor history. And we don't need some, I don't know, mediocre wine from California calling itself champagne. All right, that's my small soapbox. I promise I'll go back to being nice and pleasant and politically correct so my producer doesn't fall out of his chair and try and edit me later. The good news is I'm going to have a guest to help me along those lines. We are very lucky. Matanzas Creek is one of my favorite wineries in California, and it's the wines are exceptional, but they have that touch of romance that's involved in their winery with all the lavender on the property. And I'm going to let the expert on that tell us more about it, but I definitely can't wait to introduce you to Mr. Patrick Connolly, the general manager of Matanzas Creek. Patrick, Hi. Welcome to the Wine Crush.
Hi, Laura. Thanks for having me today. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for being part of the Crush. I have been a Matanzas Creek fan for ages, and I think your winery is breathtaking. Tell our listeners about the lavender, because that's what strikes the most chords with me.
I like your soapbox issue, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
I said the only thing's PC about me is my initials.
All right. You and I are going to get along so well. My producer right now is just crawling under the little board in the whole little booth up there. So
I'm sure I love your producer, but that's probably a good thing. You're stressing her out. Matanzas Creek Winery, founded in 1978, produced Sauvignon Blanc, Chardonnay, Merlot, made its name on those three main grapes. We are here in what we call now Bennett Valley. It's officially recognized as an appellation since 2003 and as an appellation, cool climate region in the middle of the Sonoma Valley. So started as a tiny winery over the last 30 years. 2008 marked our 30th harvest. Yay.
Yay, congratulations.
And we've just slowly, progressively, based on demand, grew to be a slightly larger than tiny winery that we are today.
Are we going to see a special bottling to honor the 30th anniversary?
Yeah, we talked about that.
Okay.
We hate to be, I mean, we are definitely stayed in tradition to a certain extent. At the same time, we made our name being very cutting edge and thinking out of the box and never having the excuse that we do something because we've always done it that way. So that said, we try to avoid being gimmicky and so on, and that's where we've stopped. Because we get together as a group, and I do like to have organic discussions about this. So myself and my marketing person and salesperson and winemaker, we all collect and talk about these things. We've definitely had a desire to acknowledge and recognize the 30th anniversary, and we have done it in so many ways, in special events and with our wine club and special promotions that we did. And again, it was the 2008 harvest last year that marked our 30th harvest, but it was a year-long celebration, and we've enjoyed it entirely. But
Any celebration you can go on for a year is bound to be a good one.
I know. But we have some time. By nature of the way we bottle wine, of course, we have some time to put 30th anniversary on that label from 2008 vintage. So, you know, we may. It just has to be right, and we'll know if it's right.
And I have great faith. Y'all have definitely done things right up until this point. Well, a question for you. Matanzas Creek, to me, is a very romantic place to visit. I have been out there and taken my significant other out there. Mm-hmm. I hear a lot of people propose at Matanzas Creek. Can you give me some stories or give our listeners some tidbits or some guidance?
Well, I have to say, it does go on a lot. There's no question about it. Now, me You know, I probably could think of a couple of other people that could tell you the specific stories. The stories don't necessarily reach my office, and they're not coming into my office and proposing in front of me necessarily.
Well, that's just wrong. We'll have to start a tradition. Hey, all of our listeners that are going out to Matanzas Creek, go find Patrick's office. Walk upstairs and make sure you propose in front of it, and that way we'll know what's going on. See, Patrick, I'm here to help.
I like that. I like that. But really, the fact that it does go on as much as it does, and not just necessarily proposing marriage, but just romantic sojourns and excursions and so on. There's quite a bit of stories along those lines, but I think it has to do with just this bucolic place that we're at. We call it in the middle of nowhere, in the center of everything, because when you reach Bennett Valley, you 5 to 10 minutes in any direction, north, east, west, south, you're reaching a far more populated area. But when you are in Bennett Valley, which is smack in the middle of Sonoma County, there's no traffic signals, there's no commerce. You could be in the middle of nowhere and you feel that way. It is an absolutely stunning visual setting, and the 80-acre property that we have here for the winery, much of which has been landscaped over a 20-year period of time, is just got so many hidden little venues for people to escape to. Right in front of the winery, there's a couple of acre lavender field, and it's stunning. It's kind of the hallmark of the landscaping and the destination of Matanzas Creek. There's no question that we get a lot of people that come to see it just for the lavender.
Well, that's a great reason to come visit. And for our listeners, you'll have to remember that when you're getting ready to propose, whether it's Valentine's Day or not, to look up Matanzas Creek. Well, Patrick, thank you very much for being part of the Wine Crush today. Hopefully we can get you back on the show, and you can tell me what organic discussion led to the fact on whether we're going to do a 30th bottling or not. So you'll have to keep us on top of that.
I'd love to keep talking to you, Laura.
All right, Patrick, well, you take care, and I promise we will get back to you soon.
All right, take care.
All right, well, we have talked about getting engaged. We have talked about great places to do it. We've talked about chocolate. What could there possibly be left to talk about Valentine's Day? Well, you're just going to have to stay tuned and find out.
The Wine Crush.
You see this earth? It's been resting. Now it's good. Someday I'm going to buy this land, and I'm going to make a great wine. Right here on this wreck of a vineyard.
If you're self-employed or run a small business, you know your business bottom line. But do you know your bottom line when it comes to your family's health insurance? The Mega Life and Health Insurance Company helps self-employed folks and small business owners focus on the bottom line every day when it comes to their health insurance plans. Here's the bottom line. If you don't have the right health insurance plan, you could be in trouble. Check your health insurance coverage today and call Mega, where the bottom line is quality health insurance designed for the self-employed and small business owners.
Call now for your free health insurance quote. 800-700-5437. 800-700-5437. That's 800-700-5437.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
What better place to watch your favorite drivers duke it out than the most exciting city in the West, Las Vegas? The favorite hotel of NASCAR fans, the South Point, has your 2009 NASCAR packages on sale now. For only $999, two people can get the complete Las Vegas NASCAR experience. The package includes 3 nights deluxe accommodations at the South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, as well as 2 tickets to the NASCAR Nationwide Race, 2 tickets to the NASCAR Sprint Cup Race, round-trip transportation from the hotel to the racetrack both days, and even a steak dinner for two at the South Point. Packages are selling fast, so make your reservations today. Reserve your Las Vegas NASCAR package by calling the South Point at 866-796-7111. That's 866-796-7111. The South Point, where all the race fans stay and play.
Well, howdy! Thanks for coming to Big Bubba's. We got a mess of used cars. What can we do for you?
We're looking for,
something cute.
Well, here's a beauty. A 99 model with a moonroof. As a bonus, we'll throw in a leaking gas tank. You could be driving and kaboom! Adds that zing of excitement.
You got any other cars?
Wouldn't it be great if you could be warned of life's risks? If you have diabetes, you can. There's a simple blood test called A1C that can help measure your risk of complications from diabetes. Why is it important? Because more than 600 people every day die from diabetes and its complications. If your A1C is above 7, your doctor can show you how to lower it. If you have diabetes, know your risk. Know your A1C. Ask your doctor, or for more information, go to www.diabetesa1c.org or call 1-877-TEST-A1C. Brought to you by the American Diabetes Association, Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation International, and the Ad Council.
The Wine Crush.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore. When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore.
Welcome to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, and we are talking to you about Valentine's Day, helping you to make that day something special. Whether it's for you and someone else or whether it's for you by yourself, just remember the day's about love. Love the one you're with and love the one you are. Well, I've got to make this quick. My producer tells me there's an angry Frenchman wielding a baguette outside the studio, so I'm going to kind of run through this. For those of you who want to reach out to us, please do that. You can reach us at The Wine Line, which is 877-427-8741. You can reach us on email at info@winecrush.com. You can reach out on Facebook at Laura Berg Lawson, or you can reach out on our website, winecrush.com, and on our blog. And actually, I'm going to give a shout out to Kurt. He listens to us on KION 1460, and he commented on my blog. He wants to know some reasonable red. So, Kurt, real quick, grab a pen. Kenton Syrah, St. Francis Red, Kalina Merlot, Terrazza's Malbec, Kenwood Yalupa Zin or Cabernet, Cellar 8, any of the wines, the Cab, the Merlot, the Zinfandel, Antinori Paprika Red, if you want to go across the pond, along with Bonfi Chardonnay. I will see if I can talk someone into posting those for me, since we know how dedicated I am to my blog. But I appreciate you paying attention and writing out to me. So, I'm Laura Lawson, encouraging all of you to have a fun and safe, happy Valentine's Day, and to reach out for us, your friends at The Crush, when you have questions or concerns. Just remember, I'm Laura Lawson, this is The Wine Crush, and we advocate sip socially, drink responsibly, but most importantly, in vino veritas, in wine there is truth.